Okay. The Gemara tells us, we mentioned this earlier, on Shabbos and Daf Yud Ches Mabez, that a person is not supposed to fill up a pot and leave it on open flame going into Shabbos. The Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan lo simale isha kedev taniyach lo soicha tanur erev Shabbos imchashecha. If she does it, then it's also be Motzei Shabbos, kedei sheyasu. Like the Gemara tells us in Masech the Beya, with regards to Malacha, that enough he does for you on Shabbos. If he does it expressly for Jews, then it's also for Yid to benefit from that Malacha. Even on Motzei Shabbos, he has to wait for Chdei Sheyasu, as long as it would take to do the Malacha. On Motzei Shabbos, so to over here, you'd have to wait Chdei Sheyasu, says Rashi, Chdei Shlo Yehanu Mimalecha Shabbos. But you see, you're not supposed to leave a pot of uncooked food on an open flame going into Shabbos. So the Gemara says, does this depend on the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about Shvisas Kelim? Why can't I leave it on a flame going into Shabbos? What am I doing on Shabbos? I set it all up Erev Shabbos. I'm not doing anything on Shabbos. So that sounds like Beis Shammai, that not only do we have to rest on Shabbos, but our Kelim have to rest as well. But what about according to Beis Hillel, which is the way we paskin, that there's no mitzvah or Easter of Shvisas Kelim on Shabbos? Why can't I leave this pot going into Shabbos on an open flame? So the Gemara explains that it's also, even according to Beis Hillel, Gzeira Shemi Yechata B'Gecholim, because maybe you will stoke the coals, meaning you'll see that the pot is not hot enough, and it's not going to be fit to serve the way it is, so you're going to stoke the coals in order to make it hotter. So even according to Beis Hillel, that there's no mitzvah Shvisas Kelim on Shabbos, you cannot leave this pot on the open flame, because you might come to stoke the coals. What will be the issue if you stoke the coals? So Rashi says, L'maher Bishulon, which sounds like you'll be chayiv for bishul. Rabbi Eider in his sefer on Hilchos Shabbos and Ois Tof Reish Samach Zayin writes that he doesn't think you could be chayiv for bishul, because as we're going to see, the Isur of Shehiyah applies even if it's according to the Rabbanon, even if it's mavushal kamaychol ben drusay, or even if it's mavushal kol tzarkoy, but if it's mitzdamik biyafaloy, there's also an Isur of Shehiyah. So according to the Rabbanon, conceivably we're talking about items that are even fully cooked, and nonetheless, there could still be an Isur of Shehiyah. So, and the meaning of leaving food on an open flame going into Shabbos, even if it's fully cooked, but the longer you leave it cooking, the better it gets, you're not allowed to leave it on an open flame. And if the whole fear is because you might come to stoke the coals, which in which case would be chai for Bishol, here you won't be chai for Bishol. It's Mavushal Kol Tzarkoy. Even at least according to the Rajba, once it's Mavushal Kamaychal Ben Drusoy, you can't be chai for Bishol. So therefore, Rabbi Eider doesn't believe that Rashi means to tell us that you're chayiv for bishul. And in fact, the Gemara Masechtas Krisos tells us if you stoke the coals, you're not chayiv for bishul, you're chayiv for a different malacha. The Gemara says, "And daf chaf in Masechtas Krisos, hachayta b'gecholim b'shabes, chayiv chatos, the opinion of Reb Shimon ben Elazar is chayiv shtayim, you're chayiv two. What two? Mipnei shu mechabes ha'oyonos, umavirs ha'tachtonos. You do kindling on the lower coals, and you're putting out the upper coals. But either way, the chiyuv for stoking the coals is because of havara, or kibui. So therefore, Rabbi Eider claims that he doesn't think you're chayiv for bishul. He thinks you're chayiv for havara if you stoke the coals. What does Rashi mean, l'maher bishulon? Rashi means to tell us, why would you stoke the coals? What's your motivation in doing so? Your motivation in doing so is to heat it up, or if it's not fully cooked, to hasten the cooking. That's why you're doing it. If you do a haste in the cooking and it's not cooked yet at all, so then you will be chayiv for bishul too. But that's not the only thing you're chayiv for. The main thing that you're chayiv for is havara or kibui. Along the way, what's your motivation for doing this, for stoking the coals? In order to hasten the cooking, or to hasten the heating, or to heat it up faster. It could be conceivably you'll be chayiv for bishul too, but that's not the main problem with mechatah b'gecholim. The main problem would be havara. Okay, but there is a machlokes, as we already mentioned. This is a machlokes hatanoim with regards, machlokes in the Gemara, with regards to when does this Isur of Shehiyah apply. Okay, you're not allowed to leave food on an open flame going into Shabbos. What type of food are we talking about? Is this only uncooked food, or what about fully cooked food? What about partially cooked food? So that's the machlokes in Chananya and the Rabbanon that we just mentioned. The Gemara says in Masech the Shabbos and the Chof Amid Aleph, Chananya Oimer Kol Shehu Kamaychol Ben Derusoy Mutal Shoisa Agabi Kira. Whatever is cooked Kamaychol Ben Derusoy, you're allowed to leave on an open flame. That means even though the coals are not removed, grufa means removed, ketuma means covered over, even though the coals are still there, and they're open and uncovered, one is allowed to leave food as long as it is cooked kamaycho ben derusoi. That's the opinion of Hananya. Which implies that not everybody agrees to him. That's Hananya's opinion. But the implication is that the Roiv Deos disagree with Hananya. And what is generally referred to as the opinion of the Chachomim is not like Hananya, that it's not good enough if it's just cooked kamaycho ben derusoi. It actually has to be mavo called tsarkoi. That's what's implied by the Gemara, that this is only the opinion of Hananya. It implies that there are those who disagree. And that's mentioned by the Gemara later on at the beginning of Parakira. The Mishnah tells us the beginning of Parakira, and the Aflam Evavam obeys the following. Kira, a stove, well, for our purposes an oven, they're all the same. The Ramah tells us at the beginning of Siman Reish, and given the world the same, Tanurim Shalonu Kikira Shalahem. So all of our cooking utensils are like their Kira. So kira shesikua bekashu begvava, a kira that the fuel for it is kashin gevava. Kashin gevava is the husk of wheat kernels. That's very, you know, inferior fuel. So kira shesikua bekashu begvava, nice and alea tavshil. You're allowed to put the tavshil on top of it. Begevasu ve'etzim lo yitain, by, if you have stronger type fuel, if you have either... the waste from olives, either the branches or the other byproducts it could be from the olives, uva eitzim or just branches. Lo yitain, you're not allowed to put. Again, we don't know what we're talking about. You can't put when. Doesn't tell us. The Mishnah is not explicit. But begefis uva eitzim lo yitain ad sheyigrof ad sheyitain asa'afar, until you do grufa or ketumba, either you remove the coals or you cover the coals. Liquids but not solid dishes. Both solids and liquids. And you can take off of it, but you can't return. And the whole Mishnah is very cryptic, and the Gemara spends a whole, if you've ever learned Parakira, you know the Gemara spends like a whole blot trying to decipher this Mishnah, and we're actually missing a part of the Mishnah. That's what the Gemara concludes. But the Gemara has a Shaila. The very beginning of that, right after the Mishnah, the Gemara says, "Ibayiluhu." What are we talking about here? Lo yitain lo yachzirhu. When it says lo yitain at the beginning of the Mishnah, kira shesiku bekashuk vava noisnin. But if it's gefetz ve'etim lo yitain, what does that mean? Lo yachzirhu. Does that mean you can't return on Shabbos? Avolishayis mishan. But you can leave the food on top of these flames Friday going into Shabbos, alfa pishenu garvenu kotem, even though it's not a covered flame. How can you leave food on an open flame going into Shabbos? That's the Gemara in Yurchesim Ebeis. You're not allowed to do that. It's the Isser Shehira, Hashem Yechata B'Gecholim. You might come to stoke the coals. Who is this? Umani Chananyehi. Desanya Chananya Oyma Koshu Kamacho Ben Drusoy Mutu Lishas Agabi Kira, alfa pishenu garvenu kotem. As long as it's cooked, here we're talking about food that's cooked Kamacho Ben Drusoy. And therefore, you're allowed to leave it on the open flame going into Shabbos, because it's cooked kamaycho ben derusoi. If it's cooked less than kamaycho ben derusoi, no one says that's allowed. That's the Gemara in Daf Yefes. But if it's cooked kamaycho ben derusoi, the opinion of Hananya is that it's allowed. And that's what we're talking about here, too. Even though it's not gar fukatum, it's allowed. That's the Reisha. Or maybe no. Dilma lishay tana. No! I'm sorry, the Reisha is Chazara, that's not allowed unless it's a covered flame. But Lishois, this is the first possibility in the Gemara. Lishois is Mutter, even if it's not Garva Kotum, even on top of Gefetz V'Yetzim. Oy Dilma, no, maybe the Reisha of the Mishnah is talking about Shehiyah, that's exactly what we're talking about. V'Garva Kotum in Eloiloi. If it's covered flame, you're allowed to leave food on top of that flame going into Shabbos. If it's not covered, you're not allowed. And it doesn't sound like it's good enough if it's cooked Kamacho Ben Derusoi. Even if it's not, even if it's cooked more than Kamacho Ben Derusoi, even if it's cooked cold tzarko, you're simply not allowed to leave food on an open flame going into Shabbos. Why? Because you might come to serve it, you'll see it's too cold, and you'll stoke the coals in order to make it hotter. Even if it's fully cooked. So that's the shayla the Gemara has, the suffix of the Gemara. When the Mishnah says at the beginning, you're not allowed to put food on an open flame on Shabbos, does that mean you can't return to an open flame? But to leave food, Shehiyah is allowed, as long as it's cooked, like Hananya. The Mishnah supports Hananya. Or maybe no. Maybe the Mishnah means Shehi as well. Not only can you not return in any way, shape, or form, even with fully cooked food, you can't return to an open flame on Shabbos. Return means once you took it off, you can't put it back on. So to Shehiya, no matter what form the food is in, whether it's cooked kamach b'mendusoy, cooked kol tzarko, you simply cannot leave it on a flame going into Shabbos. It must be a covered flame. That's the shayla of the Gemara. And the Gemara goes on and says, you know, brings up different possibilities about how to interpret the Mishnah, but there's no conclusion that's reached. Both Chananya and the Chachamim are viable positions. The Gemara doesn't reject one side with the other. But then the Gemara has another shayla later on, a lot later. What about if it's mitzdamek v'yafaloi? Meaning is the only time you need a blech, you need a covered flame, there should be grufa k'tuma, is if it's mitzdamek v'yafaloi? Or maybe, I'm sorry, is even if it's mitzdamek, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak ben Achmeni Reboshia, kitma v'huvera mishanu e'acham, v'shuchumul kol tzarka, v'tavshu shabiko kol tzarkai, you're allowed to leave on top of a flame a tavshu that's fully cooked. Shema Amino, Mitztamik V'yafaloi Mutter. So don't you see from here that even though it's fully cooked, let's say it's fully cooked, but it's Mitztamik V'yafaloi, okay, a Shaila within the Rabbanon. Rabbanon hold, in order to leave it on a flame going into Shabbos, an open flame, it has to be fully cooked. Less than that, you have to have a covering. What if it's fully cooked, but the longer you cook it, the better it gets? Mitztamik V'yafaloi, is that Mutter on top of an open flame, or does that also need a covered flame? So kitma v'huvara, you lit the flame. Mishanu echam shulchmo kol tzarka, metavshu shabikol kol tzarka. You're allowed to leave on top of it a food item that is fully cooked. So shma minam mitzdamek v'yafaloi mutter, says the Gemara. Don't you see from here that mitzdamek v'yafaloi is allowed, even though the longer it cooks, the better it gets. You're allowed to leave it on an open flame. So the Gemara says, no. Shiny hacha de kitma. Over here, you did something. You compromised the fire. But then you lit it again. If it's parched, if you removed it, grufa k'tuma. K'tuma means you covered it over. If it's a covered flame, there's no chiddush. Huvara tzrichale. No, then you lit it again. Ma'al detema came into huvara. Hadrula lemilsa. Since you lit it after it was covered, fine, back and forth. Then Rav Nachman says, mitzdamek v'yafaloi osam, mitzdamek v'raloi is mutter. The only time you're allowed to leave it on an open flame, if it's mitzdamek v'raloi. Mistamik v'yofaloi is not allowed. So what emerges, Rabbi Say, is the following. There's a machlekes tanoim between the Chachamim and Chananya about when is allowed. Again, the Gemara says you're not allowed to leave food on an open flame going into Shabbos. Why? You might come to stoke the coals. The opinion of Chananya is once it's cooked kamacho ben derusoi, then it is allowed. There's no fear you're going to stoke the coals. And we understand why. Why would I stoke the coals? It's already cooked kamacho ben derusoi. It's edible as it is. It's not going to, I'm not going to be so tempted to soak it. You serve it like that. A third cooked, half cooked. Okay. We could understand Hanani's opinion. Once it's a little cooked, you're not going to stoke the coals. Certainly there's less motivation to do so. But the opinion of the Rabbanan is, no, it's just because it's cooked, kamach ben derusoi, it doesn't mean you won't stoke it. You certainly might still come to stoke the coals. In order to make it, leave it on an open flame, it has to be mavushal kol tzarkoi. And then there's within the opinion of the Rabbanan is a further debate. Yes, you're not going to come to stoke the coals if it's mavushal kol tzarka, and therefore you can leave it on an open flame. But what if it's mitzdamek v'yofalo? The longer you cook it, the more geshmak it gets. Maybe you'll still come to stoke the coals. And therefore it only mutter if it's mavushal kol tzarka, mitzdamek v'raloi. Or maybe no, maybe once it's cooked kol tzarka, we don't need, even though the more longer you cook it, the more geshmak it gets, there isn't a significant motivation to stoke the coals, and you won't come to stoke the coals. So machlek is between Chanani and the Rabbanan, and even within the Rabbanan there's a suffix. Within the opinion of the Chachamim, do you need mitzdamek v'raloi in order to allow an open flame, or even if it's mitzdamek v'yafaloi, it's allowed? So both opinions, it's machlekes rishonim at a paskin, the Rif and the Rambam, paskin like the Rabbanan, the Ran and the Rosh, Balamor, all paskin like Chananya, and it's two opinions in Shulchan Aruch at a paskin. Shulchan Aruch says, let's read it inside, Simen Reish and Gimel Sif Aleph, it's a very long Sif, I won't give you part of it here. Shulchan Aruch says, Kira, if you have a stove which has, things that you can stoke, if you have the little wheat husk, you're not going to stoke that. You can leave it on that going into Shabbos. There's no stoking possible. But if it's on zeisim or eitzim, something you could stoke, also you cannot leave food on on top of it, going into Shabbos. So in kenis bashal kol tzarkoi, unless it's fully cooked, v'hum etzdamek, means the longer, ha'olef v'chaseh, the longer it cooks, v'raloi, the longer it cooks, the worse it gets. Deleka l'meich Hashem yichata, there's no fear that you might come to stoke the coals. Ela imkein, we'll skip that part for the moment. Ela im, I'm sorry. Let's skip that line. We'll come back to that line. Aval nishbasho. No, we're going to get back to that. Vafilu nishbasho called tzarkoi. But even if it's fully cooked, umitzdamik v'yafaloi chayshin and shemi yichate va'osel ashos aleh. We're afraid you're going to stoke the coals, and therefore you're not allowed to leave food on top of that flame. Unless it's garuf, which means you remove the coals, or kotum, or the covered over, you covered it over with dust or dirt in order so that the heat should be lowered. That's the opinion of the Chachamim. That's the first opinion quoted by the Shulchan Aruch. Then if you look at the Yesh Oimrim, we'll come back to the lines that we're skipping from later. V'yesh oimim shekol shenis basho kemaychol ben derusoi, but there's one other opinion. This is the opinion of Chananya, the Ran, and the Rosh. That whatever is cooked kemaychol ben derusoi oinis basho kol tzarko mitzdamik v'yofaloi. Or it's fully cooked, and the longer you cook it, the better it gets. And B'kiva Eger just points out that it's a strange language. If you say it's cooked kamaycho ben drusoy, that's a pretty big chiddush. Just cook kamaycho ben drusoy, and that's allowed on an open flame. Why then do you have to say if it's an isbashel called tsarkoy and mitzdamik v'yofaloy? Isn't that obvious? Bechlam osay mona. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says he thinks perhaps he's passing like the strange opinion of the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor understood that the whole discussion of mitzdamik v'raloy, mitzdamik v'yofaloy, is not only within the Rabbanon, it's within Chananya. Even when Chananya allowed food that was cooked kamaychol ben drusoy to be left on an open flame going into Shabbos, perhaps that's the only type of food that the longer you cook it, the better it gets. Meaning, once it reaches mevushel kol tzarkoi, will it be diminishing returns, or will it continue to get better? Because it plays a role already now in the psychology of things. Meaning, even though now it's only cooked kamaychol ben drusoy, if I know the longer it cooks, the better it gets, so then I might be more inclined to stoke the coals now, even though it's just kemaychol ben drusoy. That's what B'kiva Eger says. Mashu the mishpasa kemaychol ben drusoy v'atavshu mitzdamik v'yofaloy yasser. Sounds like that might be yasser. It's only mutter if it's mevushel kol tzarko mitzdamik v'yofaloy. Because then already I'm not going to stoke the coals now just for mitzdamik v'yofaloy. But if it's kemaychol ben drusoy and I know that the longer it cooks, the better it gets, I might be more inclined to stoke the coal. Strange Rabbi Kiva Eger. But okay, fine. It's very counterintuitive. The Pashup Shat is, Koshen is Basho Kamaychol Ben Drusoy, as long as it's cooked Kamaychol Ben Drusoy. Or certainly, if it's Mevushel Kol Tzarkoi and Mitzdamik V'yofaloy, it's fully cooked, and the longer you cook it, the better it gets, meaning the opinion of Chananya. Mutal HaShoysa Agav B'Kira. You're allowed to leave it on top of the stove. When do you need grufa k'tuma? Okay, and then he quotes the opinion of Chananya that grufa k'tuma is only necessary if it hasn't been cooked k'maychol ben drusoy. But once it's cooked k'maychol ben drusoy, it is allowed to leave on an open flame going into Shabbos. Writes the Ramah, Nogu lahaka k'svar achrayno. The minig is to paskin like Chananya. So that's a Ramah Paskin. So therefore, Lamaisa, you could leave food on an open flame going into Shabbos without a blech, as long as it is cooked kemaychol ben derusoy. If it's cooked less than kemaychol ben derusoy, then that's aser. You might come to stoke the coals. But if it's cooked kemaychol ben derusoy, it's allowed. The first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch holds that it has to be mevushel kol tzarko mitzdamik v'yofaloy, mitzdamik v'raloy. The longer you cook it, the worse it gets. So according to the Rabbanan, for sure, every cholent has to have a blech. Every cholent has to have a blech. According to the Rabbanan, because the longer you cook cholent, if you make cholent the right way, the longer you cook cholent, the better it gets. According to Chananya and the Ramah, you could be meko as long as the cholent is cooked kamaycha ben derusoy before Shabbos, you don't need a blech. Okay, and the Ramah is meko like the Svar Achrayna. However, the Bira Halacha is not so sure if we should rely on this Ramah. Because the Ramah, and the whole opinion in Rishonim to Paskin like Chananya, is based on a comment of the Rosh. Writes the Rosh, Ubishvil Sherabu Deos Bahai Piska, since there are so many opinions about this matter, V'Yisrael Adukim B'mitzvah Sainik Shabbos, Klal Yisrael is so intertwined with the mitzvah Sainik Shabbos, we're so enthralled about it, V'Yishmu L'Achmer, they won't listen to us if we tell them to be Machmer, Hanach Lahem Kiminik Shenogu Al Pi HaPaiskim G'Chananya, let them paskin like Chananya, don't bother them with this. It sounds like, says the Bir Halacha, that we only shouldn't be machmer in the Shabbos because Klal Yisrael won't listen to us. Mashmi zeh the rag mishum zeh loy rotz limchos. V'chene beisyeres of gufa mimash etik dey rishonim b'stama. Normally the rules of Pesach are whatever the stam opinion is that's quoted first is the way we paskin. And the pi dey hashni b'shem yeshay mashmi gamkin daiter noite lahachmer. Sounds like the standard opinion is to be machmer. Ach mikomakom ein banu koyach limchos b'mekilin. We can't tell them, they won't listen to us. Everyone already has the minig like the Yeshayim. Though, if you will listen, you have a receptive audience. We should be machmir, like the opinion of the Rabbanon, that in order to leave stuff on an open flame going into Shabbos, it has to be mevushal kol tzarkoi, perhaps even has to be mitzdamik viraloi. So the Bir Halacha, even though the Ramah says Nagul Haka Kesvara Achrona, the Bir Halacha is not convinced that we should rely on this, because the whole basis for this is the Rosh, who said because Klal Yisrael won't listen to us, but if you have people who will listen, you should be machmer. The Chazon Ish disagrees with this Bir Halacha. Writes the Chazon Ish, be Mishneh Berurah, Kasuv the Toiv Lizar Shem Mevushal Kol Tzarko Kaidem Chazeku L'Salkom Min Ha'Esh. Better it should be that it should be Mevushal Kol Tzarko, and then remove it from the fire because it's Mistamik V'Yofaloi, but if it's Mistamik V'Raloi, says the Chazon Ish, then you can leave it, of course. Anyway, it should be Machmer like the Rabbanon, says the Chazon Ish. No, the Rosh is not saying over here because he doesn't have people who can listen to him. What, he wasn't dealing with the Yireim V'Shleimim? Says the Chazon Ish, of course they would listen to him. What the Rosh is saying is something else. The Rosh is saying is, Klal Yisrael, we have a balancing act over here. Every Chumra is a Kula in a different way. So you're Machmer in Hilchos Shabbos, you're Mekel in the Mitzvah, in the Hilchos Bishul, you're Mekel in Einik Shabbos. You can't enjoy Shabbos to the same degree. So says the Rosh, over here it's Kedai, because of the Mitzvah of Einik Shabbos, to be Mekel in Hilchos Bishul B'Shabbos. And Klal Yisrael, it's a wonderful thing that they're so motivated to the Mitzvah of Einik Shabbos, Lishma, it's a great. So why should we stare them in the course of that mitzvah of Einik Shabbos? Let them continue to practice that, and we shouldn't be machmen hilchos bishul. The Rosh Kotev ein limchos mishum shlo yishmu v'imen near the ein kavanas harosh mishum mutov shiushayg again, like that kind of svar, they won't listen to us. Better not to tell them about it. No, came in the machmirim hem gedoy le olam hayroy la hachmir avam imnei sheyesh kan harbe pomim bitul Einik Shabbos lo yishmu la hachmir. He says it was Einik Shabbos. So therefore says the Chazon Ish, let them have their Einik Shabbos. That's how he understood the Rosh. Okay, so according to the Chazon Ish, you do not have to be machmir l'chachil, one can be mekel l'chachil, like the opinion of Chananya. Okay, so it emerges, a machlekes in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, it should break Sfaradim Ashkenazim, about whether or not you can leave food that is cooked kamachal ben drusoy and an open flame going into Shabbos. The Mishneh Berurah, the opinion of the Ramah is to be mekel, opinion of Shulchan Aruch is to be machmir. The Mishneh Berurah recommend that even Ashkenazim be machmir, like the opinion of the Rabbanon, because it was only based on the comment of the Rosh, they won't listen to us, and the Chazon Ish is mekel, that that's not what the Rosh means necessarily. The Rosh means to say, because of the mitzvah of Einik Shabbos, we'll have introduced a kula in Bishul B'Shabbos. Okay, that's the Yisr of Shehiyah. Because you might come to stoke the coals. There is an exception to this Isser of Shehiyah, and that's mentioned by the Gemara back on Yerchesim Ebeis. If you go to the last two lines, Hashta da Amar Marg, Zera Shem Yechata B'Gecholim. Now that you said the whole Isser of Shehiyah is because you might come to stoke the coals. Hai Kidra Chayso, Kedera Chayso. What if you have a raw pot? Shari lanucha erev Shabbos im chashecha b'tanura. You're allowed to leave it erev Shabbos on top of the flame. My taima, why if it's raw, you're allowed to do this? Kevin de lo chazi lo urta. It won't be ready that night. Asuche mesech daitamine. You're going to put it out of your mind. V'lo ozi lachtuya b'gecholim. You won't come to stoke the coals. And this heter is quoted by the Shulchan Aruch in the line that we skipped. If you look back at Oiz Vav, the second line, Oisha Hayachai Shaloin is Basho Klau. Not only if it's Mevushal Kol Tzarko Mitzdamik V'Raloi, Or if it's raw, that it's not cooked at all, the kaven shehu chai, since it's raw, mesiach daita mimena, ad lamachar. You're not going to put your mind on it. It'll be for tomorrow. Uvachol halayro yochel es bashabal archito. You're just going to leave it cooking like that. You're not going to come to stoke the coals. Aval, in this bashal ksas, if it's a little bit cooked, v'loin es bashal kol tzarkoi, then you don't have this heter of the raw pot. This is only if it's not cooked at all. Yeah.
Let's say it's something that, even if it's cooked a little bit, but it still won't be ready. Why should Svara not?
That's not the heter. That's not the heter. You might come to stoke the coals.
No, let's say even if it's partially cooked already, it's never going to
So look at the Mishnah Brura, Oisir Aleph. Mishnah Brura, some erasion of Gimel Sukkah and Tess. Oisir Haya Chai. V'davka Basar Chai. Only meat. She eventually is bashal l'tzarech sudas halayla. It won't be ready for the night. Aval yerek, vegetables, v'shar dvarim shem kalei habishol, they'll get cooked easier. Loi ma'ani ma'ashu chai, it doesn't even help that it's raw going into Shabbos. V'chei ma'ashakos v'kamei chatik ha'chai, ahanu gam kei basar. Every time he mentions the raw pot, the heter of the raw pot is only if it's meat. And he says, shaloi nizbashal klal, says the Mishnah Berurah, Paris, all shari lit noy samuchas shasheicha mamish. It's only mut if you do it, mamish shkiyas hachama. Aval, im nosnu mi boid yoim, osir. If it's even a drop cooked, you don't have the heter. Tekvar nizbashal ksas kaidim ha-shabbos, v'tarach l'salik kishigiz man-shabbos, and umkein nizbashal kol tarko kaidim l'zeh. Unless it's mavushka, he's in within the opinion of the Chachamim. So unless it's mavushka kol tarko, or according to Hanani, mavushka kamaycho ben derusoi, you cannot leave it on the open flame. If it's any way cooked, when Shabbos comes in, it's no good. Because then it is on your mind, you might come to stoke the coals. But let's say I designate this. You know, the wife has a menu. We're not discussing whether or not you can have a menu now on Shabbos. There's a whole further discussion. But let's say... your wife knows this thing is not being served Friday night. No matter who walks in the door, this thing is for Shabbos day. So you're not going to stoke the coals. We're going to stoke the coals. Disrupt Shalom Bayis if it gets served that night. Writes the Bir Halacha, does that help? So he writes, L'tzarech halayla, v'kein hulash natur, v'im kavanos l'tzarech mocha. I label this is for tomorrow. Yes, poitim shematirin the loch hashinin shiyov aluchatos. Ukamoy bechaisa. Del yirabo, oilu shabbos. Ameko. But then he says, Medina ain lismach al zeh. We cannot rely on this. The davka bechaisa shi efshe lo ochlo. It has to be something you simply cannot eat. Aval bezeh she efshe lo ochlo. Chashinon shiyim loch lo ochlo. We're afraid you will change your mind. V'yachata. And you will stoke it. So, b'di'evet yesh lismach hazeh. B'di'evet, you can rely on this. Meaning, not to asur the food. We're actually a rugged lasaiskin. Or maybe even l'chadchilo, b'shasad chak, k'di'evet amin. But you shouldn't rely on a rugged lasaiskin. But we didn't like this at all. I didn't even think b'di'evet, he didn't like this. But that's already found in the Bir Halacha. Let's say I label it in my mind for tomorrow. So maybe that's the same as k'dei rechaisa. Okay, so that's the halacha of the Kedera Chai, says that it has to be raw, going into Shabbos, absolutely raw, and it has to be only meat, that it can't get cooked quickly. Why? Because if you stoke the coals on the carrots, it'll get, even if it's raw now, it'll be ready for the meal. But the meat, even if you stoke the coals, it sounds like it won't be ready for the meal, and that's why it was allowed.
Carrots are already edible.
Carrots are already edible. Okay, fine. But you want cooked carrots. You're serving tzimis. So that's the argument some said for the Rambam, you're not chai for Bishol. Yeah, but we're not making like that. We're machmer like the Rajba, that Bishol doesn't only mean making things edible, or making things more edible.
It means. Have to be machmer ben Jusai of cookedness?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, of course. Otherwise, cook carrots with chachlil on Shabbos. We wouldn't do that.
Right.
So still two here. Yeah. Yeah.
You're being with salt?
Water too. What about water?
Right.
Also. Yeah, what?
You're being a chalant,
all you have is potatoes? You're a vegetarian?
No, potatoes, you have meat in the chalant.
So the meat is what counts. Potatoes are irrelevant.
Right.
Right. Why are you allowed to put potatoes in the chalant? And you have to put the potatoes on the boat you want right before Shabbat.
No, but if you have meat in the same pot,
It all becomes mutter because of the meat. That's exactly the point. The way it's quoted by the Shulchan Aruch. If you have a pot, you throw in a piece of meat right before Shabbos, the whole thing becomes mutter. That's what he says here. We can read it. He says, "V'imnasim b'chaticha chaya." Four lines from the top. Simeration gimel sevmalaf. "V'imnasim b'chaticha chaya mutter kiu haisa kulo chaya." You're not going to have in mind the cholent. Who raids the cholent just for a potato? Yeah. Okay, so he says the whole thing is treated as chaya because of that one piece of meat that you threw it. Yeah.
So for an urn?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so
we'll get to the urns.
Okay,
we'll get to the urns all the way to the end. Okay? So do we have this heter anymore? I mean, why not? It's in the Mishnah, you know, Shulchan Aruch. What's wrong with this heter? It seems to be... So there's two problems with employing this heter. The first is mentioned by the Chazon Ish, by the Sfishas HaShabbos, Magen Avraham already, and that is the problem is where, again, this is the Magen Avraham said it's only, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, it's only if it's not cooked at all when Shabbos comes in, Rabbi said. But when does Shabbos come in? When does Shabbos start?
18 minutes later.
Shkia Sachama, Shabbos starts. Where Makabo, or Chayshish for the Sheet of the Array, whatever, Taisefah Shabbos. Tesefer Shabbos, we all accept. We're supposed to, mitzvah of Tesefer Shabbos. So if you put your food up before Shabbos really starts, come Shkias HaChama, is your food cooked? Probably a minimal amount, marginally. So since when Shkias HaChama comes, your food is already a little cooked, how do you ever have this heter? Writes the Shvisa Shabbos, Lofiza Lididam, Lo Shkiach HaHeter Shabbosar Chai. De'ein Onaragilim, Acher Kol Kach Milakabel Shabbos, Ad Shechashecha Mamish. Who's Mekabel Shabbos a Chashecha? Terrible. No one does that. Ubefrat Yerushalayim Yerakodesh Mekabel Shabbos Yosh Mechasei Shokodim Shkia 40 minutes. Again, he was a Talmud of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. Okay, to Mekabel 40 minutes before Memela Ein Shaykh Ahed to the Basachai Da'at Shetechuch HaKfar Boshel V'loi B'yir Boshel. It's cooked but not cooked. It's a little cooked. Since it's a little cooked, you don't have the heter. So too says the Chazon Ish. The whole thing is gone. You're going to do it by when you make a light Shabbos lich. Already by the time Shkias HaChama comes, a little bit cooked. Now, what I would have said intuitively, it depends on what? Rabbi said, what do you think? It depends on when you accept Shabbos. It seems so obvious to us, so poshut. I admit it seems intuitive to me as well. Writes of Shlomo Zalman, no. He even quotes a sefer told of Shmuel, who says that, and he says no. Mitzad hasvara nirlin is daiti, writes of Shlomo Zalman, the Mincha Shlomo, beilin echai, beilin mavusha, kamacho ben drusoy, hakol toli bizman hashkia. Ve'ein lizchajiv klam kabola Shabbos didei. It has nothing to do with when you accept Shabbos. Yeah, maybe if the whole tzibur, you know, when you're in one of those communities that comes up in Hochaz Nida and other places, if the whole tzibur accepts Shabbos at Baruch Hu, maybe already it's considered to be night. But if you don't have that kind of communal pressure about when to accept Shabbos, or certainly that hasn't arrived yet, so then you don't have the heter. It goes based on the shkia. Then he writes, Makor ezu shel Tod Shmuel shel serve the Tod b'kabbalah Shabbos. He says, I don't know where he got it from. I don't know where the Tod Shmuel got it from. The truth of the matter is, in the book Shabbos Kitchen by Simcha Bunim Kohn, so on page 56, he makes it like it's his mitzia, this sefer. I don't know. Truth is, I don't know if he had this Mincha Shlomo. Mincha Shlomo came out after this volume came out after Shlomo Zalman passed away. So I don't know if he had this Mincha Shlomo, but he quotes this Tol Shmuel and he goes to the Tol Shmuel. He quotes this Shvi'as Shabbos, that it depends on Shkia, and he says, yeah, but it's intuitive. I mean, it makes sense, like the Tol Shmuel. It depends when you put it out of your mind. You put it out of your mind when you are Mekabel Shabbos, or Shlomo Zalman quotes it, and he doesn't accept it. And Shvi'as Shabbos rejected it. Chazon Ish rejects it. So it's a hard svara, in my opinion, to go with. Even though he does, Simcha Bunim Kohn does accept it. Okay, so that's one problem with this heter, yeah.
When the Shulchan Aruch and everyone else said that this heter exists, they all weren't...
Shkias HaChama.
They didn't start Shabbos 18 minutes before.
Good question. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's not a new thing.
Accepting Shabbos early, except for Shabbos.
So maybe they've done this community.
I don't know when the 18 minutes, yeah.
I don't know.
It could be that slow cookers probably wouldn't cook anything.
Oh, we'll get to slow cookers in 1 minute. Okay? So that's one problem with this heter. Maybe you could side with the Mincha Shmuel. I told the Shmuel, I also think it's intuitive. It depends when you accept Shabbos, but so many Paiskim rejected it. But many Paiskim reject the Heter of Keter Chaisa being implemented practically for another reason, and that is that Rabbi Eider quotes in his Sefer on Hilchos Shabbos, in Ois Tavshin Ayin Vav, look it up, quotes from Rabbi Henkin. Simcha Bunim Kohn quotes this too. Everyone quotes from Rabbi Henkin. He was already, Paisik in America before Moshe. So he already says that we can't apply this heter in our times because our cooking utensils cook too quickly. You would put up a raw piece of meat in their cooking utensils Friday going into Shabbos. The minute it's raw when Shabbos comes in, it couldn't be ready for the Friday night meal. But our food is for sure be ready during the meal. Even if it's not ready for the beginning of the meal, it's ready for the middle of the meal, right? It's the beer halacha. It's so hot. The beer halacha says, listen, it'll be ready for the Friday night tish. No, that's not right. Be ready at 12 at night. So do I have the heter of Keder HaChayis? Well, I put it out of my mind. It says you'll put it out of your mind. As long as it's not ready for the time when people are normally eating, mashma ha-gabi Keder HaChayis, shlo yuchol echol ha-alto b'zman sh'derech b'nei adam ha-echlin, you can't eat it when people would normally eat it, lo yigazru chachamim, kevin shayin dayit ha-lecho az. They were never geyser. As the Bialacha says, but if you're ready during the meal, if, meaning even if your oven is so hot, but it won't be ready during the normal time when people are eating, it'll be ready 11 o'clock at night. It doesn't matter. You have the het of Kedei Rechai, so it's not ready for the meal. But if our cooking utensils, says Rabbi Henkin, will be ready for the meal. If you put it up to the highest madrigals, it'll be ready. Even if you put in raw meat.
Why does this not count? He said, people normally eat.
Okay, you want to ask her later into the night. Okay. I don't eat chol until 11 o'clock at night. If you do, so then okay. Okay, fine. So then I agree with you. So then, fine. But if our cooking utensils cook so much faster, so therefore the price can say, you cannot rely on this het of Keder HaChayisa nowadays, because if you will stoke the coals, it will be ready. The whole svara was, in those days, wasn't going to be ready. Now if you stoke the coals, it will be ready. And that's how the Orcha Shabbos, Perek Beis, Ois Chav Gimel quotes in the name of Shlomo Zalman, the name of Rabbi Yashiv as well, that our cooking utensils cook too quickly, and therefore we don't have this the hector in a practical way anymore. The Chazon Ish in Simen Lamed Zayin Ois Chav Beis brings up an interesting point. He says it could be the Chazal were never geyser on Keder HaChayisa at all, meaning it's not the pshat that it will be ready, it won't be ready. They were never geyser on a raw pot. It's not just the pshat that I have in mind for tomorrow, and therefore I take it out of my mind. Because the Bir Halacha quoted some Achrayim who said, if you have, you put it out of your mind, it's allowed, even if it's not raw. Remember that opinion we quoted? We rejected it. The Bir Halacha didn't side with it. But there was an opinion quoted by the Bir Halacha, as long as I set it aside in my mind for tomorrow, it's mutter, even if it's not raw. Even if it's not meat, I have in mind for tomorrow, that's good enough. So says the Chazon Ish, then what's the het of Keder HaChayisa? I don't need to be raw. Just have in mind for tomorrow. Must be there's two parts to this heter. Chazon Ish says maybe one part is all raw food, or I have in mind for tomorrow. I won't be ready till tomorrow. So Chazon Ish brings up this far, perhaps, even if it will get cooked Friday night, but perhaps Chazal will never geyser on a raw pot. Everybody rejects this Chazon Ish. It's even brought up as a suggestion. I don't know if the Chazon Ish means it, Lamaise. He says, if you work with that opinion that the Bir Halacha rejects, that if you have in mind for tomorrow, that's good enough. What's the whole het of Keder HaChayisa? But raw pot, what I need to be raw? Just have in mind for tomorrow. Must be there's two parts over here. They were never geyser on raw food, or if you have in mind for tomorrow. But again, the Chazon Ish is rejected by most. So therefore, in practical, we don't really have this het of Keder HaChayisa. What about a crock pot, though, a slow cooker? So the Orcha Shabbos is Mako on a slow cooker. He says, because even if you put it up to the highest madrigas, it won't be ready for Friday night. So I always heard from my Rebbeim that we can't accept that. Our slow cookers, if you put it up to the highest madriga, will be ready Friday night. I've heard from different people that it's a Mako by the crock pots. But I always heard from my Rebbeim that you can't rely on it. Then this year, we were making an Einik Shabbos in our apartment. for the chevron the shul, and we put up, my wife put up a cholent Friday morning. And she figured for sure be ready for that night. So she was running late, so she did it Friday morning. So she put it up to the highest thing. She said, for sure, it'll be ready for the ending Friday night. And it was not ready. She said, now we have a heter. She said, Kedera Chai. So it's not ready. See, I put it up to the highest thing. You were wrong. So I thought, for sure, it'll be ready. So she said, it wasn't ready. So I said, okay, well, so maybe it's wrong. So maybe you do have the heter of Kedera Chai if it's by a crock pot. You have to sidestep the other issue. But then if you put it up, you have to put it up right before Shabbos. Has to be raw going into Shabbos. The Shaila is, will it still be raw come Shkias HaChama? So what you can do is, it has to be, in order to be a little bit cooked, it has to be Yad Soledes, but you know, less than Yad Soledes, but Shkias HaChama. So that's possible. If you put it up right before Shabbos, even if I have Makabel Tosefa Shabbos, if I start it cooking, you know, literally I turn it on at 18 minutes, come Shkias HaChama, I don't think it's going to be Yad Soledes but yet. I don't think you could throw a raw piece of meat into Cholent, which is Yad Soledes boy. I don't think we, in deference to those poiskim, will hold it goes based on Shkias HaChama. It doesn't go based on when we're Makabel Shabbos, because then it gets a little bit cooked once it goes into the cholent, which is Yad Soledes, even though I threw my raw piece of meat in. But if the Chazanish says, if the whole thing is less than Yad Soledes, but comes Shkias HaChama, so then you have the het of the Keter Chayza. So if you want to rely on it, I think you can rely on it for a slow cooker, as long as it is less than Yad Soledes, but come when Shkias HaChama comes. But some would be machmir, because if you turn up the slow cooker so high, it will be ready Friday night. But I don't think a chulent will get cooked in two hours. I don't think so. Okay, so that's the iser of shehiyah, unless you have a blech. If you have a blech, if it's grufa ktuma, so it sounds like many of your problems are solved. Not all your problems are solved. Whether it's fully cooked, not fully cooked, whether it's, be ready Friday night, not ready Friday night, you throw a blech at it, so it sounds like, You'll be all right. What is this blech, though? What is this grufa uktuma? The covering, removing the coals, or covering the coals. We don't have coals, and we're certainly not, covering them with dirt. So what is, how does this apply in our context? So the precedent for the, what exactly is the purpose of this grufa uktuma? And then perhaps we could apply it to our context. So Rashi writes, on that Mishnah, at the beginning of Perakira, that you have to be garfakatum. Rashi writes, if you look back at Ois Dalet, you have to cover it with the dirt. Agabi gechalim lechasoisam, to cover them. Ulitzananam, to cool them down. What is this ketuma help? Removing the coals, I understand. Nothing left to stoke. But what about if I cover them? Then it cools them down. However, the Ran disagrees. The Ran quotes Rashi. If you look at Ois Yud Zayin, the Ran in the back of the Gemara Shabbos quotes Rashi, Al-Gabi Gachom, L'Chasoysim, L'Tzaninam. But then the Ran disagrees, and he says, no, that the purpose is not to cool down the coals, the purpose is to serve as a reminder not to stoke the coals. Mishum Hachi Kol Shagar V'Kotum De'ika Hekeira, there is a reminder, Shemesalek Dato Milachtois B'Gacholim Shari. Reminds you not to stoke the coals, then it's allowed. So according to the Ran, it's to serve as a reminder. According to Rashi, it's to serve in order to cool down the coals. Okay, but again, we're not covering our coals. We don't have coals. We have to get, stovetops. So what do we do? So writes the Shulchan Aruch. This is the precedent for our practice of the blech. Writes the Shulchan Aruch, Reish and Gimel Sif Gimel. Oysir Ches. Hamashkin Babaiker, a person wakes up in the morning. Verosh Higdicha Tavshiloi. He sees that his tavshil, his cholent, is drying out. He's afraid it's going to dry out further. I can take it off. You have to keep it in your hand and have in mind to return it in all of those conditions. But I can pull it off. Put down an empty upside down pan on top of the fire. Put it down on top of the empty pot. What does that do? What does that do? Now there's a break between the fire and the pot that won't dry out as quickly. But how can you return it? We're going to get to Mitzvah tomorrow, next time. How do you return to a fire? It's only if it's a covered flame. Same rules as Shehiyah. It has to be a covered flame. But what is the covered flame over here? The empty upside down pot. Rise to Mishnah Berurah, the Havalei Kira Kigrufa Ktuma. This is like Grufa Ktuma, the empty upside down pot. Shereya Kedera Sosemes is Pia Kira Meila Mutter. The chazara gabi gufa ktumah's motor. This is called gufa ktumah, the upside down pot. So this is the rights of Moshe and the Igros Moshe, that this is the precedent for the modern day blech. What do we do with our stove tops? Or Moshe first, Claire, is an interesting discussion. Maybe we shouldn't aser chitoy at all on our stove tops. Chitoy was just flipping the coals, wasn't adding wood. Adding coals, that was never a chashash. Says Rav Moshe, in our stoves, if you add gas, you're not flipping the fire, you know, to change it. You're adding fuel. That was never a fear that Gemara had. So Rav Moshe discusses whether or not we could really apply it to our gas stoves, but it is assumed that it does apply. This chitoy would apply to turning up the flame. So right, Rav Moshe, what's the precedent for the modern day blech, which is called a cover flame, you know, that flat metal pan, is from this sif in Shulchan Aruch, of the upside down pot. And the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa in the first parak in Ois Nun Dalid quotes from Shlomo Zalman that was the minig Yushalayim as well, to treat a blech as gufo ktuma based on the precedent of this sif in the Shulchan Aruch. The Chazon Ish is not happy with that derivation from the sif in Shulchan Aruch. Shainog Bar Tzeinu writes the Chazon Ish in Melam Zayit Ois Yid Aleph. Hakadosh Pesilas Ha'esh Lamata Tachas Apitva V'Soyfs In Hakadu Lamela Lamala Apitva V'Esh Tachas Shulei Hakadera Dino Kikira She'ena Grufa. And he says, Afim Amidim Pachshom Ateches. Even if you put a flat pan on top of it, Umasim and Hakadera B'Soyf Hapach, you put your pots on top of this flat blech. Mikol Mokom Lechoshiv Kedin Nosen Kedera Kmekanes Algavi Kira Lahafsik. This is not the same as the upside down pan of the Shulchan Aruch. For two reasons, says the Chazon Ish. The upside down pan lowered the heat a little bit. Rashi says, what's the purpose of this blech covering over the coals? Not only to serve to remind you not to stoke the coals, but to lower the heat. Says the Chazon Ish, the blech doesn't lower the heat, it conducts the heat just the same. The upside down pot, that lowered the heat. So he sides with Rashi a little bit. Then he says, even according to the Ran, what's the purpose of the blech? To serve to remind you not to stoke the coals. So he says, I understand that upside down pan is odd. Okay, reminds me, what is this upside down pan doing here? Reminds you not to stoke the coals. Chazon Ish says, we cook on blechs all the time. If you go over here into the takeout stores over here, how do they make it? Egg and cheese. You get it on a bagel. Egg, what do? They fry it on a griddle. What does a griddle look like? Our Shabbos blech. It's the same thing. So it says the Chazon Ish, we cook on those things all the time. I serve to remind you not to stoke the coals. So Chazon Ish is not happy with our blech. But according to Rav, the exclusion of the Chazon Ish, Rav Moshe, Rav Shlomo Zalman, that is the standard practice, is to assume that a blech is the same as this upside down pan. Rav Moshe says, we don't pass it like Rashi, we have to be concerned with lowering the heat. We pass it like the Ran, that the purpose of Gufa Ktumah is to serve as a reminder to you not to come to stoke the coals, and this blech is definitely something which is odd on our ovens, and therefore would serve to remind you not to stoke the coals. Rav Moshe writes that the Iker is, over there, Chelek Alf, Simon and Gimel, the Iker is to cover the flame. That's what people look at. They see, is it hot enough or not hot enough? They look at the flame. So Moshe says, the Iker is to cover the flame. Rav Moshe says, I hear the svar to cover the dials too. That's where you're actually going to stoke. That's most similar to the coals in the times of Chazal. But Rav Moshe says, he thinks that the Iker Takana was uncovering the flame. That's where you require your Heker. Rabbi Eider, though, who is a Talmud in the Lakewood Yeshiva, after he learned here, by the way. But Rabbi Eider writes in his Sefer, in Hilchos Shabbos, Ois Tuf, in the name of Rabbi Aaron Cutler, that he held the Iker was to cover the dials. Someone told me recently, Rav Shefter quoted the name of Salvechik also, the Iker is, I don't know, it's news to me, but that the Iker is to cover the dials, because that's what you stoke. Rabbi Moshe also felt that the dials was a good idea. Rabbi Moshe says, Kevin Shiyosim Mistabi Shigam Beloy Kisak Haftarim Hu Heker Choshev. Rav Moshe says, even without the dials, it's good enough. Ein Limchos Be'u Hanoigim Hetu B'Kiso Yesh Lavar. Rav Moshe says, you shouldn't make a macha against those who just cover the flame. But Rav Moshe claims that the Iker is, it would be best if you could cover both. Rav Aaron Cutler held that the Iker is to cover the dial. Because Rav Moshe says over there in that tshuva, just because you have a covered flame doesn't help. Meaning, let's say inside of an oven. There'd be a big difference between Rav Moshe and Rav Aaron Cutler with regards to inside of an oven. Let's say I want to leave food going into Shabbos, not on top of a stove. You want to do that on top of a stove, put a blech. Or a hot plate, whatever. Adjustable hot plate, put a blech. What about inside of an oven? So Rav Moshe holds you have to cover the flame. According to Rav Aaron, it's easy. No problem. How could you do it? cover the dials. It's easy on an oven, same as the stovetop. So this is not so difficult to do shahiya on the inside of an oven. But what about according to Rav Moshe? So Rav Moshe says, Rabbi Eider writes, you're going to need an oven box, like from Pesach in the olden days, when they didn't have self-cleaning ovens. They used to cook in a box in the ovens on Pesach. How else are you going to cook? So I write to Rabbi Eider, and Ois Tof Resh Ches Tzadi, says Rabbi Eider, you have to have an oven box, according to Rav Moshe. If you want to leave food, if you want to be machmer like the Rabbanon, that has to be, you know, Mavusha called Tzarkom, it's Tamek Varalo. If you're going to be machmer like that, make a Kamacho Ben Jusoy, it's a little bit easier, you know, like Hananya. But if you're not going to be Meko Hananya, so you need an oven box. According to Rabbi Aaron, you can just cover the dials. According to Moshe, you need an oven box. Ooh, but what did you just say? Well, inside of an oven. Rabbi, has anybody ever looked inside of an oven? I hope not when it's on. You look inside of an oven. The fire is behind, is covered. It's Mamela covered. Oh! It's made like that. The fire is behind, unless you're broiling, the fire is behind the metal coverings. Rice the Chazon Ish, similar meches ois beis, that's not called a covered flame, and we know why. Because it's like that all the time. What's the purpose of Grufa Ketuma? It's to serve as a reminder not to stoke the coals. So it has to be something that's unusual. If it's there all the time, it's not a reminder not to stoke the coals. So just because you can't see the fire, or sometimes people ask me in a crock pot, I don't see the fire, it's underneath that black piece of plastic. You know, that doesn't matter. That's not called a covered flame. It's like that all the time. I heard that there are certain rabbanim who are mako. That's a total amaratsus. No one says that. This is called a covered flame. Bidiyeve, l'chachila, nothing. It's not. No one accepts that that's called a covered flame. It's not a covered flame because the whole purpose of a covered flame is to remind you not to stoke the coals. Ivan was chayshish. What about you have a Haimash guy makes cholent during the week? Cholent on Shabbos, cholent during the week. And he has a blech on his crock pot, from a yin, a blech on his crock pot. But you want to take the blech off from a chamish, take the blech off when he cooks, makes cholent during the week. So if you make cholent during the week on the same crock pot with the blech, now comes Shabbos, you have a blech there too. That the blech doesn't help anymore. The blech is there all the time. If you only use it on Shabbos, then I think you could leave the blech from week to week. But if you, it's a little gross, but okay, you can leave the blech from week to week. But if you cook with it during the week like that, I don't think so. Or now the newer crock pots, wasn't like this in my time, but now you have Fruma companies make crock pots with a blech that's made, so it doesn't have to look, you know, strange with a piece of tinfoil sticking out. Now they make it. They make a separate metal pan that comes. It's labeled blech and fits perfectly. Looks great, you know. So I think that works. It works, even though it looks superb, you know. But if you cook with it like that during the week, you have to take it out during the week. If you're going to use the crockpot during the week, you have to take it out. Otherwise, it doesn't serve as a reminder. What if you simply cannot? Yeah.
So according to Rashi, what we're doing is permitted.
All right,
but we don't have a garbage.
No, a tinfoil is a blech does lower the heat a little bit. What about tinfoil? Tinfoil really doesn't lower the heat at all. That's the Shabbos, maybe it's the Shabbos kitchen or Shabbos. One of them quotes from Shlomo Zalman that initially he was mistopic about aluminum foil. But now everyone accepts that aluminum foil is the same as a blech. We don't pass like Rashi. We pass like Duran. That's because of Hecker. What if it's something you physically... by the way, Shlomo Zalman adds, is quoting the Shmir Shabbos Kachos on that Ois Nun Dawud. He says, once you put on the blech, you shouldn't adjust the flame. That's the whole point, is the blech should serve as a reminder not to do that. So if you put it on, and then you adjust the flame on the crock pot right before Shabbos, it's odd. You know, the whole point is you shouldn't adjust the flame once you put on the blech. What if it's something that simply does not adjustable? You can't stoke the coals. So in the Tshuvas Har Tzvi, Simen Kuf Lamed Vav, Rabbi Avadia has the same thing in the Yechav Adas, Rabbi Moshe has it, in Chelek Dawud, Ayin Dalid, Islamet Hei. Shmir Shabbos Kochasa has it, and Ois Ayin Aleph, the name of Shlomo Zalman. They treat this as Gufo Ketuma. That's a cover for him. What are you going to do, stoke the coals? You can't! It's a Shabbos urn. Even though it has a reboil button, you can't stoke the coals. It's not adjustable. So therefore, according to these Paiskim, you could put up your Shabbos urn 2 seconds before Shabbos. Why? Because it's a covered flame. So covered flame, so you can leave it, even uncooked food going into Shabbos. Doesn't have to be out so bad. But we will mention again, as we remember from the indicator tube concerns. So it should be cooked before and tilted over. But if you're not more concerned with that, as I'm not. So then you can leave it on the put up the Shabbos right before Shabbos. Yeah.
This would be true for halfway too at the end of the festival.
Yes.
And sorry, generally, like if our food is cooked, at least my family said, say you have like chicken soup,
right.
Chicken. There's no need at Shehiyah. There's no need for any sort of lech.
Not true, according to the Rabbanon. It has to be mitzdamik viralo. So your chicken soup is mitzdamik, I don't know.
But where
else can I say that I'm tenarma? So the Bir Halacha recommended to be machmer like the Rabbanon. Chazanish was mekel. Many followed to be a Mishnah Brewer. If you're a Mishnah Brewer person, Mishnah Brewer was not mekel like Hanani lechachila. He held if you have people who will listen to you, you should tell them to be machmer like the Rabbanon. Chazanish was mekel. I think you could be mekel
If you're not prepared about them, you should never have the mindset of if it's a third cook or anything, that's irrelevant.
So right. But again, Chazanish held
the
Chachiyu can make a Chananya, the Mishnah Berurah held not so. I'm sure different people have different positions on that. Yeah.
Some urns have a button that you can make it hotter or
really?
Turn on a different setting to like keep it hot in some way.
Not familiar with that.
Is there a cheaper one?
Yeah. No, I don't think you need the ones with the Shabbos mode. I have one of Shabbos mode. We never turn on Shabbos mode. I don't know what Shabbos mode means. But it's you don't need Shabbos mode. The reboil button is nothing. As long as it doesn't have a dial or different levels. So then according to those points, you're okay. The Orcha Shabbos, though, in Perek Beis, Oyskov quotes in the name of Rebbe Yashiv, he did not accept this heter. Just because it's not adjustable does not make it grufo k'tuma. And Rabbi Wuhler quotes in the name of Rabbi Reuven Feinstein that he said, Rabbi Moshe never said it. This tshuva from Rabbi Moshe is taken from tshuvas that appeared in the back of Rabbi Eider Sefer. Rabbi Reuven claims Rabbi Moshe never said it. He never was maskim that if something is not adjustable, that's called Gufuk Tuma. He held it's not called Gufuk Tuma. Okay, but I would say that the consensus, most poiskim would treat it as Gufuk Tuma. There is one final heter over here that's quoted by the Ramah. In some erasion on Dala, that's called tach betit. If it's sealed with a kind of plaster, the oven is sealed with plaster, so you can't even you can't stoke the coals unless you break open the seal. So we're not concerned with the fact, says the Mishnah Berurah, that you're going to break open the seal and stoke the coals. That's learned out of the Gemara on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. If you remember, we learned this Gemara. The Gemara says if you're not going to leave all the way back at Ois Aleph, if you're not going to leave. Food on an open flame, uncooked food on an open flame going into Shabbos because you might come to stoke the coals. So the Gemara gave other examples that are allowed explicitly by the Mishnah. What about the flax which is soaking? So the Gemara says, no, you're not going to stoke the coals. You're not going to open the pot. The air will be bad for it. To stoke the coals, the smoke will be bad for it. If you remember, we discussed this Gemara. So at the end of that Gemara, three lines from the bottom of here, Ois Aleph, the Gemara quotes the opinion of Shmuel, Amar Shmuel, but Yaira, the Gemara asks, I'm sorry, what about Semer Li Yaira? One of the halachas that the Mishnah allows, one is allowed to soak wool and dye going into Shabbos. Why aren't we afraid you're going to stoke the coals and cook the wool faster or dye the wool faster? Amar Shmuel, but Yaira Akura. It's the pot that's taken off the fire. Okay, what's the fear? Necho Shema Magizba. Sigmar says, well, you might come to stir it. It's off the fire, and it's sealed. Rashi writes, it's sealed with plaster. You're not going, is it going to remind you not to stoke the coal to undo the plaster? So too, that heter is quoted by the Isser of Shehiyah, by the Ramah, in Simeration and Doubt, if it's toch betit, also, then you don't have to be concerned that people are going to stoke the coals.
How does Rashi read that?
Of what?
According to Rashi, is this considered katum or is it separate heter?
Separate heter. Separate. If it's tach betit, it's not, the flame is not covered. But you simply, the dial or the flame is covered in plaster. So to get to the coals, you'd have to break the tit. Even though the flames are not covered, that's a separate Indian that it's allowed.
Rashi agrees with this idea that there's a reminder of some sort.
So this is a significant reminder. The Orcha Shabbos writes a little note, you know, Shabbos Hayoim doesn't help. Or if you tie a red string around your finger, it's supposed to remind you not to stoke the coals. That does not work. But if you have some significant impediment to stoking the coals, let's say you remove the dials. So Shlomo Zalman writes in the Mincha Shlomo, in Chelek Bey, Simel Amadalit, Ois Chafalof, he doesn't think removing the dials helps. The back of the Orcha Shabbos, he quotes from Rav Vosner that removing the dials should be like Tach Betit. It's a significant impediment to stoking the coals. So he holds removing the dials does work. Rabbi Willock was never a fan of removing the dials. Rabbi Willock considered toch betit if you tape it with pieces of tape. Many pieces of tape that as is you cannot stoke the coals. I don't know why removing the dials should be any worse, but as is you cannot stoke the coals. You'd have to break, you know, the tape in order to stoke the coals. He held that was like toch betit. And if you have no other way of, like, let's say, by the oven, let's say you're not mako like Rebaran, the main thing you have to cover by Gufa Ketumah is to cover the fire, not to cover the dials. But if you seal the dials with tape, be toch betit, you simply cannot stoke the coals without breaking the tape. So then Rebbe Willig and others, or Chashab is close to Seta as well, would be mako on the Isser of Shehiyam to call that Gufa Ketumah. The last thing I wanted to mention is a Chumrah of Rebbe Kiva Eger. Rebbe Kiva Eger says, where do I have it over here? Ois Yud at the top. He quotes him a Rashba. The Rashba, now again, okay, just to sum up. We have two opinions on the Isser of Shehiyah. We have the opinion of Hanani, once it's cooked, Kamachal Ben Dusoy, you're allowed to leave it on an open flame going into Shabbos. Less than that, though, you're not. If it's not cooked at all. And the opinion of the Rabbanan, it has to be cooked, Mavushal Kol Tzarko, Mitzdamek Viraloi, in order to allow it to be on an open flame going into Shabbos. Anything less than that would have to require a blech, but it sounds like a blech solves all your problems. You put up a blech underneath anything, you don't have to be concerned with Shehiyah. However, Rav Shechter likes to quote this. Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes a kasha from the Rashba. The Mistapik Bazeh. Is this really true? A Mahani Garfa Katam Bepachos Mi Kamachal Ben Derusoy. Does Garfa Katam work for less than Michael Ben Derusoy? Now, according to Hananya, it's the only time you need a blech. If it's cooked Kamachal Ben Derusoy, it's mutter. So of course it works. He means according to the Rabbanon. Does it work if it's less than Michael Ben Derusoy? The Dilma Yeshlaim, they have died it fei. V'chayshin l'chitoy. Maybe even though there's a blech, you still might come to stoke. If it's a Michael Ben Derusoy, your motivation to stoke the coals is less, is muted. Then a blech helps. If it's not cooked a Michael Ben Derusoy, maybe a blech won't even stop you from stoking the coals. You'll do it anyway. You're so for tumult with this food. It's not cooked at all. You're going to go berserk. You'll stoke the coals even though it's a covered flame. Even if it's less than Michael Ben Derusoy, Gufa Ketumah works. But then Rabbi Kiva Eger is another kasha. He says, what about a fear of stirring? See, the Gemara said, once we take off the yara, the tzemer liyara, the wool that's soaking in the dye, so what that you took it off? The Gemara in Shabbos, Yechas Mebeis. V'nei Hashem Magizbo, why aren't we afraid you're going to stir it? He says, Gemara, by Akura. I'm sorry, why aren't we afraid you're going to stoke the coals? The Gemara says, Akura, you took it off. Bo, but says the Gemara, V'nei Hashem Magizbo, maybe you'll stir it. Even though it's off the coals, you might come to stir it, by Akura V'tucha. No, you were tough betit. So answer Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the name of the Rashba, so he says, 1 minute, so what that you were Gara Fakatum? But so what? But you might still come to stir it. So how can you leave it even if it's a Grufa Ketumah? You still might come to stir it. It should be no worse than the Tzemer L'Yer, which is off the flame entirely. And nonetheless, the Gemara was concerned that you might come to stir it. So that's the Kasha of the Rashba. So Rashba says, it must be, you see from here, that once it's cooked, Kamaicho Ben Derusoy, there's no longer Bishul Shayach to this item. Meaning, our items are cooked, Kamaicho Ben Derusoy. If you're leaving on a flame going into Shabbos, so must be, according to the Rabbanon, it's cooked, Kamaicho Ben Derusoy, with no longer a fear that you're going to come to stir the item, because even if you will stir it, once it's cooked, Kamaicho Ben Derusoy, according to the Rashba, there's no longer Bishul. But the Rashba seems to imply that if it would be less than Kamaicho Ben Derusoy, we would be concerned with stirring, even though it's a covered flame, should be no worse or no better than the wool which is soaking in the dye, where even though it's not on the flame, the Gemara is concerned you're going to stir it. So too over here, even though you're on a blech, if it's less than Michael Ben Derusoy, we should be concerned you're going to stir it. So Rabbi Kiva Eger holds that the blech doesn't help if it's less than Michael Ben Derusoy. That's the Chumrah of Rabbi Kiva Eger. It does not make it into the contemporary Hilchos Shabbos farm, to the best of my knowledge. It's not quoted in the Archos Shabbos, it's not quoted in the Shabbos kitchen. Rabbi Shechter likes to quote this as a Chumrah that one of his grandmothers was machmer for. He said he had two grandmothers. You're not yeshiva, you should know this. Rabbi Shechter said if one of his grandmothers was machmer for this, the other grandmother was not machmer for this, l'chachil, I think he is. That a blech does not work if it's less than Michael Ben Derusoy. According to the Hanani, what is Michael Ben Derusoy? You don't need a blech. But according to, if you're going to be machmir like the Rabbanon, so then perhaps all the food should be, a blech doesn't work if it's less than Michael Ben Derusoy. So if you're going to be machmir l'chol adeis, What you should do is have all your food cooked kamachol ben derusoi before Shabbos, and anything that's not mevushal kol tzarko should have a black or should be on a top of a heating element that's non-adjustable. According to this, then the water should be cooked a little bit before Shabbos. You have some lettuce boy or something in the Shabbos urn, even though it's a covered flame. According to Rabbi Akiva Eger, it has to be a little bit cooked because the blech doesn't help if it's less than the Meichel Bender sign. But again, I don't think this is the Minig Ha'olam at all, and no one's even aware of this. So if, as long as it's you have a blech there or it's a non-adjustable item, you're pretty much you're out of the area of concern. Okay, Shkodach.